Out of the blue. Howdy, howdy, howdy. We're on.
Well, hello.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Okay, well, my
Who used to say that?
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Who was it?
I can hear him, but I can't see him.
A Gomer Pyle.
That's a surprise, surprise.
Anyhow, welcome to Denim and Pearls.
My name is Dr. Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We're business casual.
With pearls of wisdom.
From the porch.
And today's a funny day.
He was trying to make me mess up.
I kind of did, sort of, but I'm impressed that you actually knew that. That's showing our age. Of course, that was kind of before our time.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
And there's an old joke behind it, but it's not appropriate for you.
Yeah, but I can see him doing it too. It's cracking me up.
So anyhow, my way. I did it my way.
Mistakes. I've had a few.
Lots of mistakes.
Not so, unless you learn from them.
Now, see, I said the word mistakes. I did not say the word failure.
Yeah, failure is the one.
Failure is a whole other story. And if you want to get me on that topic, we'll be here all day.
Mistakes. I've made a few. Well, anyways, we wanted to talk about my way because there are so many times that we do things in our world, in our lives, and you do in your world, in your life. You're like, this is the way. I'm in it. I'm right. Everything's right. Everything's perfect. And then there's a gigantic roadblock and you do, huh?
Oops.
And then another path comes this way, and that looks really tempting. And another path comes this way. That's also tempting. Mm-hmm. And then you're like, well, maybe I'll walk on this path. And you start walking on this other path, path B. And what you find out is path A keeps calling you because path A has actually got all the opportunity.
Well, you remind me of the thing that says if you want your path to success, it's kind of like a highway. As you're going from here to Denver, there are exits. And if you choose to get off of the exits, it's going to take you longer to get to Denver, okay? Whereas if there's roadblocks on each one of those exits, in other words, you're ignoring the bad things or you're ignoring
the distractions,
you're going to get to your destination or to your goal much faster. However, we're talking about an exit in this scenario here for my way. We're talking about an exit that has a big flashing go here, go here. Big flashing arrows. This is the way you've got to go.
Don't bother. Yeah. Don't bother on the main path. Take the side road.
And it's happening to us. I mean, we said that 2024 was going to be a great year, and it is so far. Mm-hmm. And it's still continuing to be. There's lots of things planned. And then somebody else comes along and throws something.
And it's not even a wrench. It's not a wrench.
It's a good thing.
It's like they threw a life preserver and said, jump on, I'm going to pull you.
It's really strange when that kind of stuff happens, though. Because, we always say that one door closes, another door opens. Well, sometimes we have to close one of those doors because the path is just not as smooth. And as we're talking roads here, for some reason, there was a nice road there. And then all of a sudden, the pavement went away and it became a dirt road. So you have to turn back, get back on the main highway, go again, and then somebody says, here, let's go. Let's
guiding light.
Do this. We're talking in very generic terms here.
We are. We have to, because I want you all, and we want you all out there, to see your own path. We don't want you to think about our way and what we're doing and say, oh, well, that's working for them. We want you to see that the analogy of the path is sometimes your way. My way is actually someone else's way, and they're saying, come with me.
You will see.
In a world of pure imagination. Yes. So, good job. I'm wearing off on you.
Yeah, it's me. It just happens to be I'm in a good mood today, so it's all coming. The clarity is here.
Yeah. He can see clearly now.
And if you didn't notice, I got a haircut, too.
I thought something was different.
I'm more handsome today than I was yesterday.
Now I think I was much shorter up here. But anyways.
It's getting taller and higher.
So what kind of path are you on that you think that you must stay on? Realize that look around. Someone's probably calling you to another path, and you've been so set on digging the rock and rubble off of the original path that you haven't even realized that there's someone on the side doing.
Well, I actually had this conversation. I won't say who it was with, but I had this conversation about a year ago with somebody who was having all kinds of issues within a certain demographic, if you will, a certain job and all this other kind of stuff. And I looked at this person, or well, texted, and said, you know, maybe it's time to get off of that path. Maybe it's time to go down a different road. Stick with something that you enjoy and that you like, but take it another way, because there's just way too much. There's too many rocks in the way. There's too many boulders in the way. Their path had turned in from a nice smooth paved road into
a rock slide covered road.
Almost a rock slide, but not quite. I mean, and navigating that can be very, very difficult. So sometimes you have to just, you know, it's back to, you have to take another path, but sometimes it goes right back to the rut in the grave. I mean, you always talk, and actually, I think I bring it up more than you do now. Now that part you might be rubbing off on me. I just never remember the person.
So like in my life right now, I'm going to shamelessly plug. If you're in Colorado on April 6th, this is a new path for me also.
Oh my gosh, yeah. This is it's not a new path.
It's not a new path.
It's just a door opportunity.
Yeah, it's a major opening door, uh-huh. Major another road that I didn't even think was possible.
I chuckle at it because I think it's awesome.
So if you are in the Colorado Springs area or you want to come to Jazz Fest, April 5 and 6, mm-hmm. I'll be singing at the after party with Thomas Dawson Jr. and his 4-piece band.
Right, and there's supposed to be tons and tons of jazz people at this.
Yes,
like big name stuff. I mean, I know Peebo Bryson is one of them. That's the one I remember right off the top.
Well, what about the gal from the jukebox?
Oh, Haley.
Haley
Reinhardt. Oh, pitter patter.
So anyway,
this is only young for me.
So pitter patter. So go look it up on Facebook or on social media, I mean, on the website. But look up Jazz Fest, Colorado Broadmoor, and that should bring
the Broadmoor Hotel, mm-hmm. The 5-star.
I'll be singing there.
At least I think it's still a 5-star.
I'm excited.
Yeah, I mean, this is a festival that goes for 2 days. It's the performers are amazing. If you know anything about jazz, or even if you don't,
it's pretty big deal. Oh
yeah, if you enjoy music in any way, shape, or form, this is great. And then on top of that, you get to play the after party, which is even cooler because then you're not just playing for the audience; you're playing for the people who were performing. You're performing for the performers. Now, how cool is that?
That is so epic.
At least I hope they don't all go to bed.
They're jazz singers. They stay up all night.
Smoking cigarettes.
And they're done with their sets. So
cigars.
They're out. They'll be out. They'll be celebrating together.
Right.
Yeah, it's going to be epic.
And I get to meet Haley again, hopefully. Mm. I like Haley. I actually met her, oh my gosh, 12 years ago.
I haven't met anybody.
No, Haley Reinhardt. She's amazing. She was actually at an event I was at.
Well, it's all new to me, and I will be singing 4 sets, and I have to learn a lot of songs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm excited.
See, that's the hard part.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
That's we're talking about the path and doing it my way. Some, you know, because a lot of times, especially over the last few years with you singing, it's always been karaoke. Now you're taking it to another level where you actually have to memorize the songs, and not just knowing 1 or 2 songs, now you got to know 16 of them.
At least 16. He told me go for 20. And the thing is when you sing, it's not just singing the words. I have to internalize these songs. These are emotional.
Oh, yeah.
So that's my thing, is I have to get these new songs into my brain and internalize them with a story so I can sing them to my full power.
So in this case, we were going down the highway just fine, or you were going down the highway just fine. And all of a sudden,
it's like, ooh, shiny.
It's kind of like that hidden door that Mario goes into another world. I like that one.
Yeah, but that only works when you know what Mario is.
Mario. Everybody knows what Mario is. I don't care
how old you are. Mario Brothers, the video game. Just want to clarify what that is.
And going down the pipe, it's a hidden pipe.
All I know is this is a road that we didn't see coming. Mm-mm. And then here it is, and it's a beautiful road. So it feeds my soul. It makes me happy, and I cannot wait to be there and singing amongst all these people. Yeah. And as I told Thomas, am I ready for this? And he said, "Oh, baby sis, you are." So I'm ready. I believe in him that he believes in me. So we're good. And then Brian's like, "Let's do it."
I'm excited.
Yeah,
I'm excited, and I'm not even the one singing. And it's a whole different world. I mean, I'm not I've always appreciated jazz. and I've never disliked jazz, but I've never, it's never immersed been at the top. Yeah, I've never immersed into it. And I really think jazz, you have to immerse yourself into
it. It's emotion.
It's a world. Mm-hmm. It's an environment. It's a lifestyle. Some of those other genres of music, I don't think I want their lifestyle. But as far as jazz goes, I mean, how cool is jazz? And I don't care what you're into, whether you're everybody talks rock and country and rap.
But country and jazz are what started all music.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got the Duke Ellingtons and the Louis Armstrongs and all this other stuff. And then you go back into the history. I've actually been
spirituals.
Reading, some of it's spiritual, yes.
They started off as Negro spirituals.
Some of it did, not all of it.
That's the base of the music.
We'll have that argument later. But I was going to go down the road of the female jazz artist. I've actually been doing a lot of kind of research on that with the female jazz artist. Mm. I mean, because back in the day, I mean, it was, you're talking the 20s and the 30s.
Yeah, there's not a lot.
There wasn't a lot of female, well, there wasn't until the mid-30s, basically. But in the 20s and stuff, first of all, women. Second of all, being Black and working. So you got working women and Black. Those were three major downfalls. But if you look at the history of jazz and you look at the women who came up through that, the bands that they had, I mean, there were more jazz bands led by women than there probably are rock bands or country bands today.
You had plenty money, 1922. Yeah.
There was lots of that. And that's where, you know, the jazz world, they look highly upon the female. You know, Black women, it didn't matter. The color didn't matter, but it did in the day because women, Black women were not supposed to be on stage. They were not supposed to be leading anything. You know, they were servants.
They did it their way.
But they did it their way. That's a really good transition.
I had to bring you back.
I know, but I'm excited about it because I've been learning all these things.
He's excited for me.
Uh-huh. You know, I thought I knew something about jazz. I mean, I had Duke Ellington and Louis Armstrong and all these guys, I knew names, but then I realized that I really don't know squat.
And I didn't know names. I only know faces and voices.
Yeah.
I know their voices, but I don't know who they are.
Yeah. And even Frank wasn't jazz. He just was jazz influenced.
Mm-hmm. But
Frank and Dean.
April 6th, look it up. They'll be opening up for just concert tickets. So look it up. And if they have a ticket for after party, buy it because I'm there.
It's on the Broadmoor website.
We'll be there. Brian will be there too.
I better be there.
I hope he's there. You didn't ask about that.
I thought about
I forgot to ask.
I have this really strange feeling that it's going to be an all-night thing because you're going from, 11 to 1? You know, I thought, well, what about a hotel room at the Broadmoor? And then I looked it up and it's like, yeah, if you want tickets, it's $1,100 minimum.
No. We'll be driving back to Falcon. But anyways, I'm excited. That's a new path. That's a new road. And heaven knows what will open on those doors. And then we had a call earlier this week about a whole nother possibility of things happening and
doing some more travel.
Yeah.
State travel. But
so that's the thing that brought us on to my way. I did it my way because my way is not necessarily my way or his way. It's kind of our way and other people influencing our paths. And it's beautiful to watch it unravel and unfold because we both had someone tell us, two different people tell us, your 2024 is epic.
Epic.
I mean, they both said it.
The people that we're talking to, they were a little bit holistic, but I also go back to the true holistics. I actually had somebody read my palm one time, which I'm usually not into those kind of things. Not because I'm opposed to them. It's just it's like, yeah, right. Well, I read my palm and said I was going to be rich twice in my life. Now, if you take that at face value, we think that means I'm going to be rich twice. In other words, I'm going to make a million and then I'm going to lose a million and I'm going to make a million more. That's kind of what the initial thought process is. But what does rich mean? If you really delve into it, what does rich mean?
For me, it's not money.
Is it money? Is it
For me, it's
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
It's feeding my soul and being able to do what I love to do.
Right.
Yeah.
So can you be rich twice at the same time?
Yes. Yes.
So why not?
Yeah.
We just don't know, but we don't know what the path is to riches. We don't know the path to riches. We don't know the yellow brick road in this case. It's not really laid out in front of us in life.
And all I know is I'm incredibly happy.
The metaphors are just going crazy today.
I know, but I'm so happy. I mean, I could, I'm on a cloud. I'm on a cloud. And
isn't there a song about that one too? And I just can't remember.
I see the clouds.
No, no, I was thinking like Dancing on a Cloud.
Oh no, I don't know.
I thought it's probably a musical or
something. Anyways. Are we going to cut this one short? Because we keep getting distracted by jazz music.
Well, you're the one who took us down jazz road.
Did I?
Yeah. But it doesn't really matter. It's just a point of a part of life. It's part of moving on. And
it's part of our lives right now. Because
And things changing. Mm-hmm. You know, and this could be, I mean, right now it presents itself as a wild, fantastic opportunity. Door that's open. A way that we can go that's going to be more beneficial.
A magic carpet ride.
And I don't want to be negative nanny here, but you always have to be watching out for those other things that could get in the way too. Mm-hmm.
Gee, I wonder how would you keep an eye out for those kind of things? Go ahead, say it.
I don't know. I know. Be nosy.
Have a SWOT.
Oh, goodness gracious.
Strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. What are the possible threats in that chain?
I'm going to say, yeah, but. I mean, we can always plan and we can always think of what, and we can always imagine what it's going to be like, and we can always write it down, and we can do SWOT, we can do all those things. But sometimes in life, it just doesn't happen that way.
Most things of the change. Time. Did you just hear him say that to me?
Yeah.
You heard him say that to me, right?
I'm being the pessimist at
no,
this moment.
The thing is when you do really a SWOT, you're not predicting what could happen. It's the possibilities of opportunity of things that threats that could happen. And how would you react? The reason why you do that, not because you're psychic and you know exactly the threat. It's if something doesn't work the way you expected, you can respond in the way that you would respond to another threat.
Oh, I don't disagree with you.
So really what it is, it's you have to be keeping an eye out for things that will knock you off that track. And are they knocking you off because you need to be knocked off and you really shouldn't be there? Or are they knocking you temporarily and you know how to adjust and move to it?
I seen a post that was interesting that just takes all of this and it, well, kind of sort of explains it. The threat was there. This person says the threat is gone. Somebody else responded, well, that makes us learn. Mm-hmm. It makes us stronger. There was a response to that going, yeah, but it also drags you down. It emotionally tears you up.
Oh, if you allow it.
It does all of this stuff, you know, but their perspectives, the fact that it's a lot of perspective of today. In today's society, it used to be was grin and bear it, put a stick in between your teeth and move on. Take a chill pill. I mean, you can come up with all kinds of different sayings for that. But on the other hand, today it's more of, which I see a lot of anyway, it's an emotional impact and people can't get past those emotional impacts sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm not saying not everybody.
A lot of people do get stuck.
Yeah, it seems, and maybe it's because of social media, we just see more of it. Mm-hmm. I mean, because back in the day, there was nobody had emotional issues.
That we were allowed to speak about.
You couldn't speak of it. You didn't show it. You always put a smile on your face. Now it's like, it's popular to be emotionally wrecked.
Yes.
I don't think that's a good thing, is it?
It's good to be able to express your emotions, but to let it get out of hand and cripple you from moving, then you need help.
Right. Well, and I agree. There's always help available. And if you really are that kind of a person, then you've got to search for help and don't ignore help by any means. You know, there's plenty of psychiatrists out there, psychologists, whatever they're called. There's also your pastors and different things like that, depending on what your religion is.
Counselors, whatever.
Counselors.
Find someone to talk to. If you get locked into an emotional spiral, you really need to go find help. And nowadays, a lot of people put it all on social media and then allow people to give them advice. And my thing is, don't take advice from anyone you wouldn't take criticism from, or vice versa.
Oh, definitely.
And what we do is we listen to people on social media and like, well, if I were you, I would do this. Okay, look into their lives. What did they do? And so my thing is, you haven't done it, don't tell other people how to do it.
Well, we were having a discussion the other night when we were playing poker.
Which one?
The discussion about somebody who is doing podcasts and stuff based on relationships, and the relationships are a whole year old or something like that.
Like, don't,
they're
don't.
Not 30 year veterans like we are.
It's like the first 10 marriages. Years of first 10 years of marriage is a piece of cake. Yeah. You get into the 20s and 30s and it's like, I've been working in a coal mine, going down, working in a coal mine.
Well, there was a show on last night. What is it? Oh, The Good Doctor. Do you ever watch that?
Every once in a while I catch it.
Last night, well, was it last night? I think it was actually on last night, the actual true airing time, because usually I watch everything on DVR. But they had a date night. The main character and his wife had a date night, and they went out on this date night expecting things to be like they were before they were married, before they had kids. They were doing karaoke and drinking tequila.
Oh, no.
However, they go on their date night. The karaoke guy has a list, but Islands in the Stream is not on the list. The tequila is a different brand. And they both sit there and they realize, wait a minute, things are never going to be
the same.
The same. They're not going to be what they were before. And so they, of course, they show them in laying next to each other, having this discussion in bed after their date. And he says that he misses her when she's gone. He misses the kid when he's separated from Steve, is his name, separated from Steve, the kid, and realized that things aren't going to be the same. And she looks at him and just says something along the lines of, but it's going to be better. So, yeah, so we can't always look back. We can't always do it our way. It all comes into play here.
Mm-hmm.
I just quoted a TV show.
Just do it your way. And be like water, over, around, and through. No need to struggle through everything.
Yeah, but I would rather let water be a log than a stone.
Yeah.
It's easier to get through.
So, I did it my way. So my way is our theme today. And please like, share, subscribe, whatever. Yeah, that's right. And make sure that you let somebody share this with someone you care about, a friend, a loved one, whatever. Someone who needs to hear that their way can be adjusted.
Well,
and sometimes it doesn't have to.
We can sum it also up, do it your way until somebody else suggests that you do it another way.
Yep.
And then you have to do your SWOT to determine if that way is
the way.
If it is the way.
Or not. In my case, I like to use my gut a lot too. So you all go out there, be the best version of you, be unapologetically the best you every day. And remember, do it your way. And then keep an eye out for all the little side roads that you might be able to scoot into that gives you some fun adventures.
Or listen to us and do it our way.
Ha ha ha.
I tried.
So, peace.
Sure.
Okay. So, my name is Dr. Michelle Maras.
And I'm Brian Swanson.
We are Denim and Pearls. We are Business Casual.
With Pearls of Wisdom.
From the Porch. We'll see you next Friday on Denim and Pearls.
Peace.